Channel 12 in Cincinnati did an expose, parking while poor.
What does that mean?
I know, right? I've been dying to hear the story all morning.
Parking while poor. What does it mean?
Yes.
Well, let them explain.
Dennis Day's 2001 Honda is no Bentley, but he was surprised when the other day he received a notice on his windshield after visiting a friend at a Westwood apartment complex.
Basically, just ran into the apartment, dropped off a few boxes, came back out with a sticker on my car saying that my car did not meet their high standards.
The notice says due to damage on his car, it would be towed if he did not move it within 24 hours.
It was a huge slap in the face.
Management at Montana Valley Apartments would not go on camera, but she told us that cars cannot have rust, dents, flat tires, or bad paint. When asked, what do you say to people who cannot afford a nice car or can't afford to get their car fixed? She answered, we understand the policy is not for everyone. If you can't comply, you don't need to live here.
Whoa! Tonight at 9, Parking While Poor, the sequel. Yeah, and you know what? They have signs posted in the parking lot about that, addressing cars that are not up to standards. And it is legal. It's 100% legal. They can tow your car if it doesn't meet their standard. Now, they don't just come out and tow it. They give you a notice, and they tell you that if you don't remove your car, it will be towed.
I work for a... Man, I wish I didn't start that like that. There is a company that I know that told some of their salespeople, if you drive that car, people are not going to take you seriously.
Yeah.
People are not going to want to buy from you.
If see you in that car.
You pull up to a lunch meeting and you show up in that car, nobody's going to take you serious.
Well, then how about you pay me some more so I can afford to get a better car?
Yeah. I mean, I was like, whoa.
It's no different than when you move into a neighborhood and you have the covenants that you sign at closing, which nobody reads. You just sign everything. And, well, then you find out you can't have this in your yard. You can't put this in your yard. But you've signed off on that. And that's, I'm sure, the same things included in the leases here because they want to keep a certain standard at these apartments.
See, and we, you know what? We had one of those where in our neighborhood, there's something about, you know, they want you to keep the garbage cans like.
Oh, yeah. Right. You have to move them.
Garbage day, you have to put them out by this time at this such and such a time. And we'd like you to have them back in by such and such a time.
Exactly.
Well, there was one time when I don't remember the circumstances, but our garbage can, it was around the holidays and our garbage can in the driveway. We rolled it up into the driveway and I don't know if we forgot about it. You know what I mean? And we got a note and I was so mad.
I said,
Andy, I'm getting some Christmas lights and I am decorating this garbage can and I'm going to light it up like a Christmas tree and we're going to sit it right in the middle of the driveway.
And that's why you're my best friend, Carrie.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic hits 101.7.